We're starting Hilchos Geirim, Siman Reish Samech Ches in Yerodeh. We skip Reish Samech Zayin, which is Hilchos Avodim, which is not relevant Bezman Hazeh, and now we had Hilchos Milo, now we're up to Hilchos Geirim, Siman Reish Samech Ches. So in Yevamos, Adaf Mem Vav, Omen Aleph, there's a big discussion. How does one convert? A guy wants to become, he's Jewish, he's a guy, he's sincere, he truly wants to convert and keep mitzvos. So says the Braisa, Nivam is not men vav, ger shemal v'lo taval, if he had a bris milah without going to the mikvah, he says that's good enough. Shekem atzina b'av harsina shemal v'lo tavlu. Wants to say harsina, they had milah without tvila. Yevamos men vav. Sorry. Rabbi Shua Omer. Okay. Tova v'lo mal. Let's say we went to the mikveh and didn't have bris milah. Rabbi Shua says, "There is a ger. That's good enough." Okay. So from Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim Omerim. We pass them like the Chachamim. Tova v'lo mal. If he went to the mikveh without a bris. Or Mavlo Tava he had a bris without going to the mikvah. Ain't no ger. Achiyimo v'yitbo. He's not a ger. He needs both ingredients. He needs to have a bris and he needs to go to the mikvah. Now, there is a whole diyun in the Gemara. So the Gemara is here. This is going to Yevamos, fourth parak of Yevamos. And then there's also a lot in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, 19th parak of Shabbat. The Torah brings down the following scenario. Let's say nowadays in America, if I'm not mistaken, they give all the babies a circumcision in the hospital because it's healthy, right? For medical reasons. So the guy comes to convert. He already had a bris. It wasn't to be Jewish. It wasn't done by a Jew. It wasn't done on the 8th day. Nothing to do with Judaism. They gave him a bris in the hospital on day 2. So what does he do? So the Torah brings down three way machlokas we've shown him from one extreme to the other. So the Torah brings down the rach, but others say it's not the rach, but rather it's Rabbeinu Tam. Says if he already had a bris, he can't convert. He himself will never be Jewish, but interesting lashon over there. He can't convert. The Bahag says, he needs, like we've discussed in the past, hatafas tambris. Take a drop of blood from that, the makom amila, that's good enough. And the Bala Itra says he doesn't even need hatafas tambris. He doesn't need mila at all. So you have three-way machlokas from one extreme to the other. Either he's stuck, he can't convert, or no, he just doesn't need bris at all. Or you have the middle opinion where he just does hatafas dam bris, which is how we're going to paskin basically. You'll see why I say basically in a minute. So let's see. Reish samiches ifas ger shenichnas lekahal yisro. He wants to convert and join the Jewish people. Chayev mila tchila. He needs to first have a bris mila. Right, that was the lashon of the Gemara. Achi yimo v'yitbo. First comes the bris mila, then comes the tefila. So chayev mila tefila. He needs first to have a bris. V'imal kishoya goy. If he already had a bris, he's already circumcised. The goy is already circumcised. Hagoy. Oh, shenola mo'ol. Or he's born circumcised. Sarech latif mimenu dam bris. You need hatafas dam bris. That's the middle shita. The aim of barachin alav, but they don't make a bracha on it. Okay, why no bracha? Look at the shachs of kaf and aleph. Lefi demesapdalam. We have a suffix e matifin e lav. We have a major league machlokas based on the Gemara. We have a major league machlokas we've shown him. Does he need hatafas dam bris or not? Hilchach misafik yesh lahachmur lahatif. So we're paskening l'chumra to do hatafas dam bris, but once we do something l'chumra, when we have a safek, what's the rule? Safek brachos l'haka. Ava ein mevarchim misafek. But we don't make a bracha on a safek, the kaimelon safek brachos l'haka. So we're going to do the hatafas dam bris, the middle opinion, But we're not going to make a bracha. Safi bracha is lahagya. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. What if, God forbid, he has a major problem downstairs, he doesn't have a makom of the bris? God forbid. The Nichras Hagid doesn't have such a thing. Can he not convert? No. Ein milosom ha-keves milis gayer, then the mila will not hold back his conversion. He physically can't have a bris because he doesn't have what to do a bris on. V'sagi le'vitvilo. And then it's enough to do tevila. He does not need a bris in such extenuating circumstances. How God knows, says Rambam. So the Mechaber told us, Chayev mila tchil. How God knows, says Rambam. Taval kodem shema. What if he flipped it? First he went to the mikvah, and then he did bris. Now it's much easier to do mikvah before bris. Because you go to the mikvah, doesn't cause any delay. You go to the mikvah and then you do the bris. But the order is supposed to be first bris and then mikvah. When a person has a bris, they need to recover before going into the mikvah. So there's a significant time delay. He has a bris. Let's say it takes him a week or two to recover, and then he goes to the mikvah. So you have this 2 weeks in between where he's not yet Jewish, but you've delayed things for 2 weeks. If you would just flip the order and go to the mikvah and do the bris right away, boom, he's Jewish right away. Okay, but the rule is first mila, then tzvila. What if you flip the order? Haggad note says Rama. Taval kodem shamal. If he went to the mikvah before he did the bris, mo, it will work. The b'di'evet have a tzvila. B'di'evet, the going to the mikvah before the bris will count. V'yesh omrim, and some say, delo have a tzvila. Some say that it doesn't count. Guess who's a big machlokes rishon? If you flip the order, but the ever doesn't count. So bottom line, says the shach, if cut the base, helkach yesh lato v'litbal achar shemal. Therefore, he should do it again, do over. He should go to the mikvah again after the bris. V'chein kasar atar zav, and that's the psak of the levush. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. Okay, Sif Beit. Yes, these are Gemaras over there in the fourth parak of Yevamos. Kishabal is Gayer. Person comes to convert. Omrim, well, it's a very large Sif, but it's, I think we'll go through it quickly. Kishabal is Gayer, he's coming to convert. Omrim lo, we say to him, Ma ra'isa shabasos gayer. Why do you want to convert? Why do you want to be Jewish? Don't you know? She Yisrael is not said dechufim sechufim perish avudim uschufim imadua nischav adrecha. Why do you want to convert? Don't you know the Jews are persecuted? Don't you know the Jews are downtrodden? Don't you know about the anti-Semitism that exists in the world? Why do you want to join the Jewish people? With Turafim, Yisurim Barnaleim, the Jews are always under attack, always in trouble. Im Amar Yodea Ani, if he says, I know, I'm not really worthy of joining such a special group of people, but I want to join anyway, Mekablin Oso Miyad, they will accept him right away. Okay, we're trying to scare him off. Now, why are we discouraging him? So it says the Shach and Sifkat on Gimel.
What was his chaver?
To join. I'm not kedai. I'm not worthy to join the Jewish people. Meaning, it's a sign of humility. Meaning, I know the Jews. I don't know why it says it like that. Meaning, just say, I know the downtrodden, and I still want to join the Jewish people. I don't know why you're like mixing two different things. I'm really not worthy to join such a special group of people. But obviously that's what he wants to do. Right? So then they will accept it. Now why are we giving him this speech? Says the Shach Sifkat and Gimel. Shemir tzadif rishifrosh. So we want to make sure that he's sincere. This way, you know, if he wants to back out, let him back out. Shekoshin gerim iso kisapacha. So he says, because the gerim are difficult. This is a Gemara. The gerim are difficult to the Jews like a sapacha. Like a Saras. Gam, Shalom Yomalacher Mikan Gili Yadati Lo Yisim Mizgayim. We also don't want to come and say, hey, I didn't know there was anti-Semitism in the world. I never would have become Jewish. We don't want them to say that. We want all the cards on the table. We want everything out in the open. The cost of any Muki Yosef, she lohu di uhu, but let's say you didn't do this part of the process. Eidamakim, it does not prevent his, he'll still be Jewish if he can live. Okay. Umo, so now they've tried to tell him that Jews are downtrodden and you don't want to join us, and he says, yes, I do. Fine. So now what? Next step. Umo di moso ikare hadas. We inform him the basic tenets of Judaism. Shuyichud Hashem, we believe in one unified, one God, as opposed to what some people are celebrating today. The Isra Zara, we explain to him the terrible prohibition of idolatry. U'ma'arichim yimo b'davazeh, and we spend time elaborating on this. Okay, so first we tell him the basics of the religion. Basically the Jewish philosophy. Basic Jewish philosophy. We don't believe in Eretz Zara, we don't believe in Trinity, we believe in one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then we go on to the specifics. Umodim osa mixas mitzvos kalos, umixas mitzvos chamuros. We tell him some of the quote-unquote lighter mitzvos, and we tell him some of the heavier mitzvos. Okay, now, when the Gemara brings us down, it talks about, we tell them about the mitzvahs of Lekesh, Shechecha, and Peah. Giving gifts that you have to leave in your field for the poor. So the Bir HaGra over here in Ois Zayin points out that the Shulchan Aruch left that out because Mishun Delo Shchiach Ha'idna, because nowadays, Lekesh, Shechecha, and Peah are not exactly common mitzvahs. Okay, so we tell him some of the lighter mitzvahs and some of the heavier mitzvahs. We tell him some of the punishments of the mitzvos and averos. If you don't convert and you eat forbidden fats, you're not going to be chayev kares. But you become Jewish and then you eat forbidden fats of the animal, he's chayev kares. If you're not Jewish and you're desecrating Shabbos, no problem. It's a chayev skila, not chayev. Death by stoning. And now if you eat chela after you convert, you become Jewish, you eat chela v'ta enosh kares. You're a chayv kares. Chila ha'ta Shabbos, it's a chayv skila. Chal Shabbos, a chayv skila. Ve'ein marvin alav, ve'ein medaktikin alav. But we don't overdo it, because we don't want to scare him away at himself. We give him the basics. Just like we tell him the punishment for not keeping mitzvos, we tell him the reward for keeping mitzvos. We inform him, when you're Jewish and you fulfill mitzvos, you will merit the world to come. Elabal hachachma she'ose mitzvus elu biyodam. Ain't shum tzaddik gomer. There's no complete tzaddik in this world. Elabal hachachma. Someone who has wisdom she'ose mitzvus elu. That keeps mitzvus. I'm not sure what he's saying. The Yod'am, he knows the mitzvahs, he keeps this, Ba'omrim lo, heavy Yod'am. Now this is what he's telling. You should know. Sha'olam haba eino tzafun ele tzadikim. Olam haba is reserved for the righteous. Ve'hei nisroa. And that refers to the Jewish righteous. V'zeh shetiri yisoh b'tzar ba'olam hazeh. And that which you see the Jewish people downtrodden and suffering in olam hazeh. Tova hitzfun alehem, there is good that is hidden for them in the next world. It's not good for the Jews to have too much good and positivity in this world, like the Goyim do. Shema yarum libam, because then they might get to the head. If they have too much, it might lead them astray. They have sidus har olam haba. If they have it too good in olam hazeh, they can lead them, get to their heads. They become calm, gaivadik, forget Hashem, start keeping mitzvahs. It will lead them astray, and then they'll lose the olam haba, which is worth more than olam hazeh. The Eidekesh Baruch may be in their rov pur odus. This is interesting. Hashem doesn't bring too much trouble to the Jews. It's interesting because the Jews have had excessive, too much trouble for generations. Kedei shelo ye'ovdu. Meaning Hashem does not wipe out the Jews because the Jews are here forever. El kol ha'umos kalim. All the Gentiles will disappear. Ve'heim omdu. And the Jews stand forever. Umarichim is done as that, and they elaborate on this point to the potential convert. Kedei lechavavam, so you should come to appreciate it. Im kibel, if he accepts the whole package, malin osomiyat, they do bris right away. Umamtinin lo, and then they wait. Achi srape, until he's healed. Refuah shalema, complete refuah shalema. Ve'afrikach madbilin osotvila hogenes. And then they'll do a proper tvila below chatzitza without any chatzitza. Okay, now there's different types of tvila in this religion. Let's say what's considered tvilas ezra. Okay, when one has a seminal emission, whether it's because he's with his wife or he did something wrong, went to sleep. So tvilas ezra, which nowadays is not halachically binding, and most people don't do it. There are some tzaddikim who do it, but most people do not do it. But that tevila, it can be done in a swimming pool, and you don't have to take off, make sure there's no chatzitza, there's no separation between you and the water. It's like a low-grade tevila with lots and lots of leniencies, okay? As opposed to a woman who goes to the mikvah. A woman who's in need of goes to the mikvah, so she has to make sure she has no chatzis on herself, and only a kosher mikvah, not a swimming pool, can't be mayim she'uvim, drawn waters. Everything has to be 100%. So here, when a person wants to convert, this is a full-fledged tevila in order to become Jewish, and it has the status of, it's like a woman going to the mikvah, and therefore it needs to be a proper tevila and a proper mikvah without chatzitzas, like a man. I don't think I've ever seen a man, combing his hair to go into the mikvah. Okay, but that a woman must comb her hair to go into the mikvah. The man who's converting has to comb his hair. All body hair to make sure nothing is knotted and make sure he has no chatzitza. Okay, this is spelled out in Shach Tzivkotan Vav. Hagah. The Yeshua, and some say she galach sarosa, and he should shave off all his hair. The Yitol tziponigad v'raglav, and he should cut his fingernails and his toenails. That's what women do. They cut their fingernails and toenails. Most of women don't shave their heads. Hasidic women, some do. The Yitol tziponigad v'raglav, kodin tvila. So he should cut his fingernails and his toenails, make sure there's no chatzitzas, and some say he should even shave his head. The Shach, in discussing this, is Sifkat and Zayin, says he's not shaving his head. Let's look at Shach Sifkat and Zayin. Mashma, if he didn't chatzitza b'sarosav, even if his hair is not knotted, he doesn't have a chatzitza in his hair. He didn't get a bubble gum in his hair. To go, sheyachuf, yisrok etev, he'll comb his hair very well. Or he goes into sarosav, kshuv, b'chotzitzin. So, and if there are hairs that are tied up, I'll just cut them off. He has no chatzitza in his hair. Af ha'pihen yigalach kol sarosav, there's still an inyan for him to shave his head. Because he's becoming Jewish. The action of the Tzilas Seir Beger, the idea of cutting the hair, shaving off the hair for a ger, it's from Rabbi Moshe Darshan, shaved the Rashi, brings down the parts of Paloscha. If someone goes off the derech and comes back, then he's totally off the derech, and then he comes back, he used to shave off all the hair and go to the mikvah. Meal concludes the shachan. Sivkatan. Zayin nira b'diyaved ilo gileach sa'ara. If he didn't shave his head, rak sh'in devachot tzavei tevila. As long as he doesn't have any chatzitza, it's okay. So there is, I don't know, I didn't look into this bizman hazeh, if they shave off their hair or all their body hair. I didn't look into this at all. But the shas is b'diyaved. If they didn't, it's okay, as long as it wasn't knotted and there wasn't a chatzitza. But the point is that the tefillah for a ger is like the tefillah for a woman who's a nida. Continues the Shulchan Aruch u'shlosha hagah notzas Rama tamidei chachamim omdim al gavav. Three tamidei chachamim are with the man when you go to the mikvah. Umodina said mixes mitzvahs kalas and mixes mitzvahs chamuros. Pam shnia, they tell him again some of the lighter mitzvahs and some of the heavier mitzvahs. He's in the water. Yumaisa Isha. If it's a woman, so there's a sneeze issues. Noshim Moshivos Osaba Maimatsavar. The women put her in the mikvah up to her neck. Vadayonin Bibachut. The Dayonin, the judges, the Tamil Chacham are outside. Umodin Osa. They inform her mixing mitzvahs kalas and chamuros. Some of the lighter mitzvahs and some of the heavier mitzvahs. She's in the water, but she has to dunk in front of them. I don't know how that's done. Maybe they put up something on top of the water, floats on the water. Because the tefillah has to be done in front of the bezdin. And then they turn around, and they leave. So obviously, so they don't see her when she comes out of the water. Why does the Shulchan Aruch tell us that? I do not know. The bracha on the tevila is after they come out of the water. Now, I don't know if that means literally out of the water or just after they dunk. That's a whole discussion. Psachim, Dav Zayin, a ger can't make the bracha before he goes to the mikvah. He's not Jewish. He has to wait until afterwards. What about a woman going to the mikvah? She makes a bracha. She's Jewish. So she really can make the bracha beforehand. Now, there's a, I think I'm a focus, gosh, Tosfos is, I didn't look into this recently, but also by Tzvilas Ezra, to go to the mikveh, Ezra had a takara, you're not allowed to learn a daven until you go to the mikveh after being motzi shefazet. So, you can't make the bracha before you go to the mikveh, you have to make the bracha afterwards. So I think there's a D in Rashi Tosfos. Both of those have to be afterwards. A regular woman going to the mikveh could be before, but because we have a concept of the brachas after the tevila by women, I think they do a combination. She dunks, then she makes a bracha, then she dunks again. But really, the bracha should be before, because over las yasim, all brachas supposed to be before you do the mitzvah. Here, there's a technical problem, but the technical problem is by mikvah in general, by a ger, by a balkeri. It's not a problem by a nice, firm woman. So we kind of combine the two. So she first dunks, then she says the bracha, and then she dunks again. Okay, but here we're dealing with the ger, he can't make the bracha before, he's not Jewish. So he makes the bracha after. Bracha tevila akar sheyala b'namayah, the bracha is afterwards. The kevin shetava, hareo ki Yisrael. After you go to the mikvah, now he's Jewish. Because he already had his bris milah. First comes the bris, they waited a week or two or three or four, whatever it is, till he has a refuah shalema, then he goes to the mikvah. Shimchaza the surah, if God forbid, he now goes off the derech, which is far more common than you would think. Hareu ki Yisrael mumer. So he can't go back. He can't go back to be a god. Once he converts, he's a Jew forever. And therefore, if he goes off the derech, he's just like a regular off the derech Jew. Shem Kidesh, Kiddushav Kiddushin. And the Shulchan Aruch just emphasizes, what's the, how does it relate to us? If he goes to me, Mekadesh a woman, if a guy is Mekadesh a woman, Hariyat Mekadesh it's nothing. A guy can't be Mekadesh a woman. This convert who goes off the derech, he's like a Jew off the derech. And if he's Mekadesh a woman, she's Mekadesh. And he stays Jewish forever. There's a big Rabbi Yerushalayim named Rav Nachum Eisenstein. He's known to be the toughest when it comes to conversions. And I went in a few times with a bunch of Aish guys to check out their lineage to see if they're Jewish. Simal Dafna, yeah. He's a big Talmud of Rav Yashiv. He's considered to be the strictest one when it comes to conversions. And he once told me, he said, there are so many stories of converts that they take on and they're sincere and they become religious and they throw it and then they end up going off the religion, going off the derech. And therefore, I also know people. And therefore, he's so hesitant to take somebody in. Guy's 18, 20 years old. That's very nice. So right now, you're in the Jewish mode. But 20-year-olds usually change with time. So he says it's really, really dangerous to convert them. They're going to end up being, he's very concerned that they will end up off the derech. Anyway, so that's this. Then over here, once they convert, there's no turning back. So this is Yerder Reish Samaches, Sif Aleph and Reish.